I still can't believe we fell asleep for an hour. You're right, you're right. It isn't that big of a deal, anyways. It's just one morning of exposure, and I'm already a cuddle addict. Would it be wrong for me to say I wanted to climb into your arms again and go back to sleep? Just kidding. Mostly. If I could spend every day with you, then it'd be a different story. Okay. You must be starving. I'll get started right away. Since this sort of thing won't happen every day, I'll let you eat something unhealthy as a small celebration for today. Let's see. Bacon, eggs, tomatoes. I literally can't just give you only protein for breakfast, Master. My conscience won't allow it. I need to give you some vegetables at least. The bacon will be really good to make up for it, I promise. I finished smoking it this morning. How did you want your bacon? Thick or thin? Thick it is then. And for the eggs, is sunny side up okay? Great. I'll get started with the bacon. I'll slice some tomatoes while I wait for the bacon to cook. No. You just stay there. Today's a special day, and it would go to waste if I didn't get to serve you. Besides, I don't want you to blow up the kitchen. Remember the last time you tried to help with dinner? I'm not laughing. It was really cute, honestly. Okay, it was a little funny. Anyways, if you wanted to get better at cooking, you could always ask me to teach you. I'll always be free when it comes to you, Master. Wait, really? You mean it? You're being for real right now? Then once a week, I'll teach you how to cook on my day off. Promise me you'll come. It's a date. I'm so excited. Oh, forgot about the bacon for a bit there. And now I'll cook the eggs with bacon grease. Why do you want to start cooking in the first place? Can you even wake up early enough for breakfast? Maybe it'd be a better idea for you to help with dinner instead. Around 6 a.m. is when we usually get up to start. Sometimes a bit later, depending on what meals are planned for the day. You're right, it still shouldn't take that long. But when you put the number of people working here into consideration, plus the fact that some people have dietary restrictions, well, you can see why we need to wake up so early. Even if we forgot about all that, you do remember that it's our job to handle this for you, right? You already work hard enough. Do you still want to help out after hearing all of that? That's why everyone likes you so much, Master. Still, I'll need to check if we have any spare fire extinguishers, just in case. Oh, I'm just basting the eggs. Spooning fat over the egg whites helps them to set without overcooking anything. It looks cool, though, doesn't it? It's not that special. All you need is a spoon. Just a few more moments, and I think we should be good to go. Done. Time to plate. Bacon, eggs, and tomatoes. A nice balanced breakfast. Sorta. Some greens would have made this prettier. And here. Enjoy, Master. Nah, I'm all right. I'd rather sit here and chat. I already ate, remember? All I want is for you to enjoy the food. Is it that good? Your face lit up. I'm happy to hear it. I just realized this is the first time in a while I've cooked something just for you. It makes this moment a little more special than it already is, don't you think? And if you think about it even more, people might mistake us for something other than an employee and boss if they didn't know us. Maybe they would see us for what we are. Maid and master. Or maybe husband and wife. Oh my gosh! Are you okay, Master? Should I get some water? No, you're okay? Are you sure? Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were gonna die there. Okay, that was a slight exaggeration, but still, it was just a joke, Master. I didn't expect it to catch you so off guard. I wouldn't have a problem if people thought that about us. I just said that out loud, didn't I? What I meant was, wouldn't it be funny if people thought we were married? To me, I feel like I would be looking at a girlfriend who lost a bet and had to wear a maid uniform for the day. Wait, no, I didn't mean it was that either. I am just such a mess right now. I'm not blushing, am I? At least I'm not the only one. Even the tomatoes aren't as red as your face. Just wait, Master. I'll get one over you before the day is finished. Bet? All right. If I can make you really blush today, then we'll count that as my win. Okay? The loser has to agree to any request the winner makes. Any. Hey, just because I work for you doesn't mean I'll do anything you tell me, you know? And don't act as if you already won. Why would you even want to tell me to do something without playing anyways? Where's the fun in that? Has there been something you've been meaning to ask me to do? Something unusual? Something naughty? Well, there's only one way to find out if I'll do it, right? Just ask and see how it goes. Oh my god, Master, you're just so adorable! Too bad we didn't start yet, or I would have won already. Anyways, did you have anything you wanted to do after this? I was thinking we could go for a little stroll outside. I just gave you a total calorie bomb for breakfast, so it might be good for you to walk some of it off. Plus, it'd be a waste not to get some fresh air on such a nice day. Besides, I think it'll be fun to visit everyone. Mary said she'd be painting next to the pond today. And I've been dying to get a chance to watch her. Oh, and I think there was a small tennis tournament planned for the afternoon. I know, right? I can't even remember the last time everyone had this much free time. I feel like we all can't help but try and finish our work earlier because it's so nice outside. So, what do you think, Master? Wanna go for a walk? Yeah? Sounds good? Awesome. Since you're finished eating, let me wash the dishes real quick. It should only be a minute or two. You just sit tight. Oh, and you might want to grab some sunscreen.